Blog Talk Radio.
Our season is when your sister Brown and nobody else loves us. If you was in a world of sin, glory to God, that was what I was. While we were what? Yes, sinners. We were no longer what? Come on, I need you to stand out of your bed. Come on. You're no longer what? Come on, son, I want you to say it one more time. You're no longer what? Why? Because he loved. Amen. And he commanded his love toward us. He commanded himself, Lord of God, even when he didn't feel like going on the cross. And God said, I sent my son to die. Come on. I sent it through Mary. She was touched by a man. I let a Holy Ghost come upon her and create. Oh, come on, somebody. And glory to God, my glory is. I sent him down and commanded my love. My love is so, and it commanded me, glory to God, to send a way of an escape to justify us by his blood in that night first. More for me and being not justified by the blood, we shall be saved from the wrath from you. Come on. I'm going to know he loves us to save us from the wrath of him. The wrath of disappointment. The wrath of failure. Come on, somebody. The wrath of poverty. The wrath of sickness. The wrath of rejection. The wrath of abandonment. Come on. The wrath of hurts. But when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of the Son of God. How do you know that he was an enemy to Christ when he was not saved? Hallelujah. But when he reconciled us, we were more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also join in God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says we now join in the Lord. Come on, when you got real love, you will be happy as a joy. Go bless us when you come on. When you got real love, not a people, but a real love. When you got a real man, a real woman, come on. When you got a real connection with God, come on, somebody. You really come on, somebody. You love your son and your daughter unconditionally. How many of you got to love God more? And he loves you more because he created. He created the world. But I thank God for his love. That while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When we stood, he didn't deserve it. You know, when you love somebody and they didn't do what you thought they should have did, but because you love them and you want them to succeed, you still give it for them. Come on, I can't get nobody. That's that kind of love, the unconditional love. And I don't care how bad you are. Hallelujah. I'm still going to make a way for you. Even when Adam and Eve rejected, he didn't look at what Adam and Eve did. He said, you know what? I love you so much, I'm going to give you another chance. You can stay here in the dark, but I'm going to give you a bigger dark that you got to work in towards. But how many know, when he didn't say that hurt, that cross, that sweat, that hurt ain't no us no more. Because Galatians 3:3 says Jesus became a curse. Amen. On the tree, and he took the curse from us. I didn't know that when you receive the love of God, I didn't know that you don't feel a curse no more. Hallelujah. Number four. Isaiah 1:18. I'm going to get some out of this. I'm almost done. Give me about 10 more minutes. Isaiah 1:18. I'm going to get some out of this. Praise God. Love. Isaiah 1:18 says, come now and let us reason together. Just as long as your skin be as salt, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. How many know that all of the gifts you got, I mean, of his blood cleansed it all. no matter how terrible it looks. Scarlet, I don't care how much pain you have caused everybody else. I don't care the confusion that's going on in your mind and in your spirit. Come on, anybody ever felt confused? See, when you don't feel love, it breaks your focus on what God got for you. See, when you know that God loves you, you're going to focus on the one that loves you. You know, you ain't going to focus on people that don't love you. You're going to forgive them, amen, but you're not going to focus on them. It's the difference between loving people and forgiving people. You know, some people, they tolerate you. I don't need nobody to tolerate me. I need somebody to celebrate me. Come on, I can't get nobody. I don't need no friends that tolerate me. I need some people that celebrate.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. Because tolerance runs out.
Yes.
But celebration, amen, will always, amen, bring you a continual blessing on your life. It'll make you feel better. The 19th verse says, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. Come on. When you're around people that ain't right, that don't love, they're trying to devour you with the sword. If you refuse to hear God, they rebel against the Spirit of God, you shall devour with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Now, in your wills, on the BOP as well as your actions and your wills are to line up. Even the good of the land, blessings. Satan cannot devour your increase. Come on, somebody. Say to Satan, you can devour my increase of love that I have for God. Come on, somebody, just got a hand, but he can't devour. We get a lot of kids to come in and devour the word. You got a good word today, and you've been around people trying to shift you next week. They'll come in and try to say, oh, that word will be you. He's telling you now. Amen. God don't love you like that. Come on, he'll give you love like that. I'm going to know God loves you like that and more. He loves you, and he cares. And what you get for that love, when you got a love like that, he cares for you. God is pursuing. God is showing that his love pursues you. God loves the Holy Spirit, the love of God, is constantly in you. He's pursuing you to do the right thing, pursuing you, encouraging you to forgive them that have despitefully used you, forgive them that have got a hit on you. You know, the devil got a hit on your back. And you got to stay in the house of prayer. You got to stay in the word. Because then I'm going to let you know the Holy Ghost is a bigger hit, man. Come on, somebody. Come on, he's an inside man. Come on. He's going to do it from the inside. See, the enemy will try to fight you from the outside. But if you got a stronger man on the inside, his name is Jesus, I'm going to know he can't do nothing. Love can't take over love. Love is powerful. Exodus 25, it says, love, for I, the Lord, thy God, am a jealous God. Love protects. God don't want you loving nobody else more than him. I can't get to God. He don't want you to idolize your car when you get a new one. Y'all should have went over there. Right? Y'all come on. When you start buying your house, he don't want you to love your house more than him. Oh, I think y'all should have went over there. When all your bills are paid, he don't want you to come on the line and get the media. You should have never had it here at all. When you get all the stuff you need, God still wants you to stay. That's why some people can't get stuff, or when they get stuff, they get big time. You get big head. Come on. I want to tell you how I got time, but I talk about me real quickly. Oh, I got that my black truck. Hallelujah. 5 years on our farm. 2006, I'm riding in the truck, I'm a first truck, I'm all right, smooth, hallelujah, glory, come on somebody, I'm riding smooth, I'm going to get out of here, I'm so I'm back with your house is alive and have a door still open, I'm not a door. I close the door. Come on. I would have had to talk to me. Come on. Still had to do more. Come on. I didn't cry because I didn't listen to more out here. But I was only crying and I didn't want to receive it. See, some people didn't get there because they're prideful. You got to be humble. You can have your grace now. But I'm receiving the pride. The more you humble yourself, the more you're lying. You ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. I don't care who they are. They ain't got to know what you got. They ain't even important to them. You get to see what God got for you. So they did not say you deserve it. But God died on the cross. But God sent his word. But God gave his son. But God committed himself to them. Because he commanded himself to love you. Again, I'm closing. This is the last one. Exodus 15:26. Hallelujah. Exodus 15:26. In my closing. Love is so powerful that it won't manipulate enough. Come on, somebody. Say manipulation. You know, a lot of people try to manipulate you, but that ain't real love. Just tell the truth. Just tell people you don't do that kind of stuff. You ain't getting formed for that. That ain't that too far. At least you know where they're coming from. Some people are trying to deceive you. Just show yourself up front. And then now that you know whether they receive you or not, see by the people you come as you are. See, God don't care about how you dress, how you look. He don't care about all that. You're just cold and all this stuff. He cares about your soul. He cares about your destiny. Exodus 15:26. And he said, if you willingly, diligently hearken to the voice of who? Of the Lord your God, and he will do that which is right in what? You do that which is right in his sight. Come on. Now you gotta love on him. Say right in his sight.
Right.
Y'all trying to make other people think that we're doing right. But how do I know we need to do right in God's sight first? And he will give ear to his commandment and keep all his statutes. I will put none of these diseases upon you. I may know God ain't going to put no diseases upon you. Which I brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord who heals. I may know God is going to love provide. Him. He ain't gonna put nothing on you. When stuff on you, that is gone. God is just like, well, God did this, God is not. God ain't allowed. God ain't control everything. God ain't in control of the police and shooting the gun. They decided to do that. God ain't in control of you putting reasons to your life. You ain't in control of that. God ain't in control of you. Come on, somebody. Putting on forgiveness in your home. You doing that. It ain't even the devil. Oh, I can't get nobody. Come on. God is love. He's going to put no more on you than you can back. We got to say, you know what? I love myself enough not to bring damage to me. Oh, come on, somebody. We are greatest critic. Come on, somebody. We are the ones that bring our whole stuff in our heart that God is saying, forget it, even though you've done it. Forget it. Oh, y'all, come on. Even though it looks like they get ready to do something to you, forget them. Oh, come on, somebody. Even though it looks like you ain't going to come out, forget them. Come on, I can't get nobody. Look like things ain't going to work out for you, but you got a hook. Forgive them. Come on, I can't get nobody. Look like it's hard to forgive them, but you got to release it. Come on, you don't want God to hold a good thing for you. But you said you got all the kids to the brother. He said, leave your gift at the altar and go ask your brother and go talk home. Amen. Everybody today. God said, you don't care if you're a son, he can hear you, right? You don't care if you, amen, didn't do right, he still was. Love you. Come on, nigga. We've seen today that even when, come on, understand, even when things ain't look like it was going to happen for us, God still was. But when we fell short of in our lives, in our walk with him, when we were yet sinners, and even after we became a Christian, and even as we have issues and battles, I want to know God is still there to forgive us. And the main ministry that Jesus has is a forgiveness ministry. And forgiveness and love have to be your greatest ministry. Come on, somebody. Forgiveness and love have to be the first, that thing that you write on the table of your heart. Why? Because it will carry you farther than unforgiveness. But when we forgive them, when we love ourselves, I'm going to let you know when you begin to love you again, you don't have a problem with forgiving other people. Come on, somebody. If you still struggle with forgiving people, that means you don't love yourself enough to forgive them. Because when you love yourself enough, amen, you don't want them to talk on and trouble and disturbance and anger and sleepless nights and insomnia and all this stuff to ride you. Why? Because there's something you're holding in your heart against you. I want us to close our eyes. Recognize what you want. I want you to go back and look at God. Hallelujah. There's some things that you want to be delivered from, some hurts, some pain, some people that done you wrong in a vain, some things that you've done wrong, some wrong decisions that you made. I should have did this and I should have did that. And one of the main things I'm going to say this morning, River, you got to learn how to forgive yourself for making wrong decisions. Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm going to give everybody an eye. Every eye closed. Think about the person that you really have on your mind. People. Some people have more than one. Certain people that you know that has affected your character, your joy, your peace. And you want to release it today.
Amen.
Come on, say, Lord, I'm going to release it today. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm going to release this hurt. I'm going to release this pain. I'm going to release this disappointment. I'm going to release it for myself. Because guess what, God? I got to get this for me because there's something in me that's been hurting me and tormenting me. I'm not going to be tormented anymore. Lord, even in my imperfections, you told me that you love me so much that I can come to you, that you won't put no disease on, that you won't torment me, that you won't come against me. You love me so much that you won't hold nothing against you. Lord, I thank you right now, Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to just begin to say, Lord, I release it right now, Lord. Yeah, come on, say, Lord, I release it right now. Come on, say it out your mouth. Lord, I release it right now. Hallelujah. I release the hurt, the pain, Lord. I got to forgive, Lord. I don't want nothing to stop my blessing. I'm not going to hold nothing in my heart because nobody's that important. But it will stop the flow of God in my life. Lord, I forgive those that have abused me, those that have hurt me, those that talk about me, those that have accused me, those that have abandoned me, those that have rejected me. Lord, I forgive them, Lord. From my heart, come on, say it out of your head. Lord, I forgive them that done me wrong. That talked about me on my job. Oh, God, they talked about me and my family. They talked about me and all my friends. Lord, I forgive ex husband, ex wife, or a friend. Girlfriend, come on, y'all. I forgive even my heart and children. Lord, I forgive them, Lord. Lord, I forgive them that have talked about me, put my name out. Talk about me like a dog.
You've been wanting to do it for a long time.
And God said, hallelujah, because he said, I'm married to the fact.
Yes.
And there's a grace that's still on you. Hallelujah. As you go back to your seat, hallelujah, I want you to praise God. And go back to your seat. Just go get there. And praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Father God, I pray right now, Lord, your protection over her right now.
Yeah.
I know y'all pray with me.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I thank you right now. The anointing that destroys the earth.
Yes.
Lord, I pray, oh God, the anointing in our spirit. Oh God, in our body.
Yes.
In our spirit.
Thank
protection
you.
Over everything.
Yes.
Lord, I thank you, Lord, for everything is in order.
Yes.
Oh God, that all order is present to her. All order is going to be hallelujah. God is calling you to praise the Lord.
Yes.
God is calling you to give your word.
Yes.
You're at the age now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. God on the deal with you. Yeah. God said, and you can get a speak in your voice. As you begin to speak the word of God, as you begin to pray in your heart, as you begin to read the word, I'm going to break the yoke of the enemy.
Yes.
Now go ahead and give God a praise for that.
That she shall be one of the best students.
Hallelujah. Come on, keep praying.
Thank you right now, Lord. Oh God,
and give them back to you. They made them was not giving back as a faith. But God, as the pastor of this church, Lord, I give this young lady, this young girl back to you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, that her life is changed right now for the better. That she have a hunger for you, God. Oh, God, like never before. Oh, God, that the streets shall not happen. Oh, I'm trying to get somebody. That poverty shall not go. Oh, God, that bad habit won't come through. Lord, I pray for the hospital. I pray for the hospital. I pray for the hospital. I pray keep this right now, Lord. I pray right now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I pray right now, Lord, for Sister Gianna. Oh, God, this little girl right now, Lord, that you're doing a work in her father. And God, you're doing a great work, and I pray a blessing for her. That even while she goes to school, God, that amen, she won't have a desire. Oh, God, that no prayer pressure. We renounce prayer pressure. Oh God, hallelujah. That's in her school, that's in her surroundings. She won't fall to it. She shall not fall to it. And we protect her right now in the name of Jesus. We give her a name. Go ahead and protect her. Come on, hallelujah. Y'all point your hands. Come on, pray for her grave.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Father, I pray right now.
Right now.
Ella. Yes. Lord, I pray for Ella right now.
Yes.
I decree right now, Lord, that when she go back to school Monday, that her grades will begin to come up.
Yes.
That her understanding, the wisdom.
Yes, God.
I release the spirit of wisdom upon her.
Yes.
Lord, when she go back to school, God, that she will come in and give a testimony.
Yes.
About her grades.
Yes.
They are coming up. They are coming up two levels. That's the favor of God. That when she reads, it will be easy. When she do a math problem, it will be easy. When she do an English problem, it will be easy. Hey, God. Whatever the teacher is trying to teach her, it will be easy. And, oh, God, I thank you right now that even in her neighborhood, that people will look at her and prove her different because she's special. Hallelujah. I thank you right now, Lord. Oh, God, for what you're going to do with her. Oh, God, I just thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I just thank you right now. I just heard the word policy.
Thank
you. God, you're going to give her favor.
Yes.
You're going to give her favor in the community.
Yes.
And God, you're going to touch her in that area.
Yes.
Oh, God, and you're going to do a miracle in her mind, in her spirit, and in her soul.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. And I pray with the children because, amen, if you don't do it now, it's just great now. Come on, y'all. Is that all right? Father, I thank you right now for today.
Yes.
Oh, God, this baby, God, hallelujah, this child, Lord, I pray right now for her family.
Yes.
I pray deliverance right now. I pray a wholeness in her, God, and I pray right now that her grades are good, that no boys will try to take advantage of her, of none of these little girls.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Come on, y'all. Come on, come on. Keep them covered. From hallelujah, from pedophiles,
yes.
From old man to me and in me. Come on, I don't know. Lord, we include the little children. We come against the spirit of fear. We come against the spirit of doubt. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. For her self-esteem is coming up. She's beautiful. She belongs to you. And we give your name to praise. I pray you right now for the saving of that. Thank you. how my parents are, touch them like never before. Do a new thing in the life. We thank for a house in fear of your glory. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Kalita, yes, Kalita. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, Lord, for Kalita right now, Lord. We thank you for boots up on her. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for her praise coming up. We thank you, Lord, for her being protected. She shall not be in the street. She shall not be rebellious. She shall not be ordered. She shall not be in trouble with the law. She shall not get pregnant early. But Lord God, I thank her right now that you are protecting her. And I pray right now on fire for you, God, love her Christ and her life. And I give your name the praise right now. Favor for her teaching, favor for the people, God. And I thank you, Lord, that she shall be a light. And I thank you right now that she shall have a hunger and a thirst for your word like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Lord, I pray for Brad Baker right now. I pray a blessing over God. I come against every sickness, every ailment. And God, we pray right now. We are those from your throne. And I pray every spirit of infirmity and all that our mental state be healthy and wealthy. Lord, I thank you right now. You're making ways out of no way. A learning ability. And we give your name and praise and honor. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all come on. Hallelujah. Y'all put your hands with it. Yeah. Well, I pray for him right now, Lord. Oh, God, protection over him, Lord, and no law enforcement officer. Oh, God, I know no one in authority that is to come against the young men.
Yes.
And I pray for protection over him, God, that he becomes all he wants him to be. And I pray generational blessings over him right now, Lord. I pray every day, put a power in his belly, Lord, for you, like never before.
Yes.
And God, I pray right now the spirit of protection over him. And I thank you right now, Lord, that there we go, faith. And I give your name to praise and honor. And I thank you right now that you shall listen to the word. You shall know your path, oh God, that you have set before him. That you shall receive it now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We thank God for everyone on today. Amen. Give God a praise. Hallelujah for everyone. And let's give God a hand praise for our children. Amen. Next time, we'll turn the hand to co-pastor. Amen.